An army of imaginations, what ones do. Suppose dignity, less conversation, control panels in on itself. They say this deal makes me felt. Suppose subjects another says a cover, a tuck rule, a meditating zamboni, a starry bunting. This rash owns finality less weapons. Whistle blown through supposing a listening of breathing. Crack breakdown transition less extension. Supposing less transpate one does not control an army of imaginations. That phrase, an army of imaginations, I don't know if you should stop to say things when I'm reading these poems, but that's for me, it's like any group of people protesting with a really righteous cause, it's an army of imaginations, but that's what I was thinking about it also. Some jobbed contingency who became too old to be angry, I guess, for dating millionish, who's beheaded by color, color and color. Inskirts of stress, no of, nose to fuck dislikes, the middling distance of reaction, defronted, republics of realty, impractically speaking, an inside of well-schooled outsiders, a video zoo herded by leaps, transfoliated, appropriate, speaking incessantly behind any old abyss, backdoor politics. And I'm just going to read this one page from an old poem called Zero Star Hotel, in 2000, and it's a 35-page poem. If you don't have the handout, this one is 6 10-line stanzas per page in two columns of three. So, two. The soul is a moved mover. Citizens scramble when the grower gets busted. Battering ram to the door. Dark shot tranquilizes dog. Hey, fake leopard fur postcard, have you transcended the impulse behind your creation? Entered history by sitting on the mantle and not being thrown in the trash? Hug your cousin one more time, yellow wall. No interest, no further borrowing to pay off previous debts. Getting out on bail beats a deal with the International Monetary Fund. Stones in the passway, ampule infiltrated, codeine nerves, stay by my rattle, three legs on, stealth bomb in the pathway. Growed up habit. It was he who had ended the meteor in Tombstone. Didn't look for a code, is how the way film ought to be silent. Once the budget reaches seven figures, I'd be pleased with four if you're not too tight. Introduced to the hydroponics of the fungus character. I'm in immediate danger. Wonder what I'll do. I'm surrounded by you. All in all, when the curtain falls, I want a price. Everlasting fire. A steady rolling roof yanked the nerve from my tooth. Au revoir, sucker. When I leave this town, you have a great long story to tell. Food's falling down my tail, given a nice hand by the remainder of the crowd, stabbing me through the liver with a football. She got a mighty lean on my soul, start breaking down thumb hatchets, purple tear between swamps and clock. Well, I hope that it falls on you, Baptist Lactic Infusion.
Bitten right, or after days, bitten uselessly, now eager for writing it, Evelyn now. and then I do the second, the first two. Bit and again, right? That or once after many days, my ticking watch uselessly pocketed, now stopped, eager time for cosmos, writing peoples at sea. Evelyn tried, napped, and dreamt too. Then three. Bit and again, all right, that or or once noticed after many long days, my wound ticking watch and uselessly pocketed notes, now stop acting eager, time accounted for cosmos splashing, writing people's lives it seems, natural. Evelyn tried dreaming, napped and really dreamt too much. Then the whole thing. Bitten again all alone, right, that hurt. Once noticed there after many long months, days, my wound up ticking watch and mind, uselessly pocketed notes sing, now stopped acting so eager, time accounted, lies for cosmos splashing and writing people's lives, oh, it seems natural, daylight, Evelyn tried dreaming again, napped and really never dreamt, too much trying. Usually with these poems, it's a form that I've made, and the exciting part for me is having other people read them who are not me. And the process of finding your way through it, there's no punctuation, and hearing how the phrases come about or how to create the punctuation. We did a reading last night and had other people come to me. But the strange thing about it is I'm someone who, when I give a reading, I prepare I read over and over and I'm reading, I know just what it is. But the pleasures of these poems, for me at least, are the finding through. So I have to assertively not look at the poems, and I'm trying to pick ones I know the least. Because for me it's easy to find the phrases I find. Maybe the one on the lower left. Ick flaws in trouble shot. Fuck. Clay knots, mean extracts flow under current night mid edge. Ick home flaws as in us trouble then shot then fuck me. It's clay gets knots and mean pokes extracts pulled flow out under sink current. Problem, knife, gash, mid, base, edge, end. Ick home reflects flaws as if in us there's trouble. Then I'm shot, then in fuck me, full. It's like clay gets air, knocks and pockets, mean pokes and extracts pull through, flow out, blood under sink and current. Problem of knife, gash, body, mid, base, like edge and flower. It home reflects its flaws as if just in us there's a trouble. Then I'm up, shot, then in basically fuck me, full of it's like blood. Clay or air holds knocks and pockets, dirt, mean pokes and pokes, extracts pulled through veins, flow out, blood spills under sink in the current. Problem of my knife gash body is mid face like on edge and power rock. Okay, I'll do one more from the other side. Okay, yeah, let's do the one with the lower part. Dig out grass, soil, color orange and trippy ether drying. Dig it out of grass-filled soil, hard color striking orange note and acid, trippy on ether like drying air. Dig it out of earth, grass-filled eyes, soil hard and color striking beachy orange note, shells, then acid. acid, rust, trippy on self, ether-like air, drying air, lights. Dig it out of earth, horse, grass, filled eyes, swaying soil, sweat, horse, grass, filled eyes, sway, soil, hard and flat, colors striking, peachy, sanded, orange note, shells white and acid rust speckled. Trippy on self, seeing ether like air, sun, drying air lights up. Dig it out of now, out of earth, horse, person, grass filled eyes, swaying over soil, hard and flat light, colors striking, peachy, sanded feet, orange note, shells, white reflections, and acid rust speckled cells, trippy on self, seeing cells. Ether like air, sun air, drying air lights up sky. I certainly like finished finished maybe 100 of them, and I've tried a bunch of others. They kind of incredibly hard to edit. Like trying to go back in, like one of the things about how they're constructed is exactly how I read them. So they start one word, and then I build until they're done, and I can make edits, but it's a real, it's like you just pull a thread and one, I've tried it, and then they just fall apart.
So you're making them one word at a time. The word is the unit of composition, Zansky. And then I felt like
reading them to myself, that the words were like these bricks that were being set down. And each word had a specific weight to it, and the weight had to be felt. I mean, I actually had to read them aloud to myself in order to really get all the way inside. Because part of my experience of reading these poems is it's like you're circling around the edges, and then you go in, and you go, and you circle around some more, and you go in, cascading down. And this, you have a sort of right angle decision to make all the time as to whether you don't want to go horizontal or go vertical. But what I haven't realized until hearing you read them now is that you don't read all the words all the time. And so there's a selection process that can come into play. So the poem has a little like Russian moral point
in a way, which is a nice way to think about. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, it is a harder question probably to answer, but did you find, is there something specific to the diction, the vocabulary, that you were thinking about when you were getting the words? Or was it just not something that specific?
I think there was something, I don't know if there was. I mean, I feel like what was happening, what you're saying, like, it's one word at a time so that it causes different kinds of constructions to happen, because I can't, I think there's a lot of time when I'm writing, there's a breath, there's like a movement that follows through well ahead of me. And this is like, stopping in a, but somebody looking at your books, there's a lot of just attachment that's going on all the time. And so certain kinds of language can't do that. Certain types of words show up and are able to do that. But I think that it ended up being that the form itself is what I was paying a lot of attention to, and I was watching as the things happen word by word. And so part of that was almost like a magnet. I'm like, oh, a word came in here between these two, and another word kind of showed up between it, and then The phrases
happen.
Oh,
that'd be great. So I'm going to read the one that's on the page with 10 poems, and it's on the right hand column, the second one down, it begins after that first time. And I'm just going to do one reading. After that, morning fell, oxidized, and ritually I framed it, anvil hammer tablets flattened in a silent way, order achieved, first time, teeth brushed, poked myself, was pictured, was done, bad day, foot jam, loop that, it's over, order recorded.
The poet Ted Grimo passed away over the summer, and there was a memorial for him in New York a couple of weeks ago, and I had his voice in my head, and I gravitated to doing that one and homing in on the two words, and in a lot of cases it's two syllables, so it's this really sharp double beat that's happening, and I realized I could channel his voice through the form of the poem out of my mouth and hear you and him at the same time, which is nice. Normally not the kind of thing I would say in front of an audience. I suggested that we do this in two separate rooms.
The two of us in separate
rooms. The one other question I wanted to ask you, and this is relevant for me to the question of finding yourself working inside of a particular form that has specific constraints and repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And my experience has been that when I've done that at a certain point, I can almost write out volume of material into the form of my eyes closed without, like, you get to know the contours of the space. And you're so in it that there's this rhythmic quality that can be in the space and knowing what you're going to do. And then that can become a problem, because that's when you can start maybe repeating yourself or getting locked in habits. And I just wonder if there was a point where you realized, okay, I know how to do this, I'm going to keep doing this, and now I have to find some ways to make sure that I'm doing it and having changes in the sense.
Yeah. It does. does, and I have that same experience, I think, with all different forms that I end up in. But it's usually, I think, happens pretty early. Like, once I get excited and I'm moving through it, I'm enjoying it, probably some other voice is like kind of pushing me to see what else can happen. The one thing that you were saying, and I thought, the real thing I never know is the end. It's like I go and I go and I get very excited about being inside that space and trying, just being inside it and seeing what all has happened inside it. And part of kind of seeing that happen is figuring out what the parameters are, what the possibilities are with the form. But somehow it's so focused in that I'll do it every day or multiple times a day and feel like I'm smack in the middle of it, all the possibility in the world, and then the next day it's over. And then it just, I sort of like hit the end of the fourth night. And I don't feel like I've tried these. I sort of put them down, I thought about them, and then I can't re-enter them. It's funny, you had said about your poems, or these poems in particular, that you wanted other people to do, that you have an interest in other people making poems.
Oh, yeah.
And using the form. And I found, because for me, the fees, it was the first time I had that, and I have some of them. I was like, well, maybe if other people do them, that will become interesting, and I will be able to re-enter them through that.
Right.
But have you had that feeling before about other forms that you've made, or, and why do you think that, happened with these
I have a specific answer to that, but I gotta say two things to sort of work up to it. One is that I was writing these rectangle poems, and I'm gonna call them the rectangles or rectangle poems, that's how I think of them, at a time when I think I was teaching at Brooklyn College. I was teaching at Pratt, which is another school in Brooklyn, and I was doing work for like a third school somewhere. And I was doing some editing work also, and my wife is a poet, Karen Weiser. We have two children that she was pregnant with, our second child, and my older daughter was three. And you know, this was like, there was just so much life and then everything outside of our lives happening, and I needed to be able to write while this was all happening. And I was also frustrated with I was coming out of what for me was actually a very sentence-oriented place in the way that I've been constructing my writing for a few years, and I was trying to like get back to or get into a newer space that would be a poem space, but that would just be different for me. And then I just took this notebook and I started writing up on the edge of the page, and I went all the way around, and it looked big. But as soon as I finished the poem, I realized, well, it didn't take long. But the other thing that happened was that I start a poem somewhere on the page, and I go all the way around, close the rectangle, and then there's no beginning or end when it's done. And I'm like, whoa, that's great. That's amazing. You know? And then I thought, this is ridiculous. And I was only writing them out in public. I'm like, this dude sitting here with this notebook writing the rectangle shapes and made out of words. And but I could do them fast. And I felt maybe, or I think now that I've finally found a form that allowed me to be fast, to hit some sort of natural rhythm that I have when I'm in my relationship with language is fast. And then, you know, controlling tempo has always been something that's been on my mind in terms of working in different ways with words. And this allowed me to go fast and not have to think too much about what I was doing at the outset. And I could do them quick, and I could do them between jobs, and I could do them, you know, late at night. I could do them public. And I got so much pleasure out of doing them. I was scared to show people the notebook, actually, because it just seemed like such a crap product ever. And I shouldn't say that since you published them. But then what happened was, a few years later, I started incorporating them into smaller classes or workshops that I was doing, just as a way, just as an exercise to do something different and to kind of get everybody's needs going
close in on, and I noticed that people wanted to do them. And then I went into my daughter's second grade class a couple of years ago, and I had the kids do them. They didn't bother me tremendously this one day, and they took to them fast. And then I realized that this was working in a few, like, the age range of people I tried them with was sort of 7 to 70 or something like that. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. This is actually a form that is quick, you can pick up on quickly. It's functionally a short poem in a way. You can proceed with what you have to do really quickly. And then the thing where you close it and you finish, it's like this weird bit of magic. You don't have to try to figure out how to get out of the poem. And you just stop. And you look at it and you figure out what's there. And you can put anything into it, you know. But I have not had that experience with other things that I've written so much. And also because it's also funny to go into a class and make everybody do something that you would do. You know, how about it's a natural thing to do since you are there because you do that thing.
So there's something about the way you're saying, like, the speed of these, the speed of the making of the book, and the finite quality. You're moving around, you know when it's over, you're not making any decisions.
It allows you to go fast as you're talking about it, and then you turn the page. As you go back to them, as I was looking at them, I was trying to think about how all the different things come into the different kinds of language, but also all of them. For me, they seem like objects, but they create like an immediate sense of either domestic space or just like a situated space. And so I wonder, working that fast and having no control over where they end, but
yeah, there's some control to the spot where you pick to begin. Is the spot that you're going to land on when you finish. You know, and then the funny thing that happens is when you read them loud, they're on the line. You know, they're coming off the page and into air and they're back in time, in line. You know, and there is, you choose it, you know, when you get it. And although I often, when I'm reading ones I did, the ones I read right there, I figured out at a certain point that I could make some aspect of the form vivid in the sound by reading through to ending and repeating certain parts of it. And then there are some poems that I've been trying to just read around several times and change where I put the pressure on this or that word. Because some of them, they're available to do that. And a lot of the language, I mean, I have noticed, and this is the case with the Zero Star Hotel poem also, that was written after my stepfather died in 2000. And is in part an elegy for him. But to be an elegy for him, it had to include a lot of the world, like a picture of the world, because that's what his life and his way also plays all the way through his life. So to honor him, it had to be about much more than just, you know, how I was feeling about it. I'm Muslim. But the pressures of the world and different pressures of work and domestic space and life and other people seem to be the things that make the forms that come out of nowhere and are unlike anything else that they can. You know, they don't come out and sit around thinking, okay, I gotta be really innovative right now, what am I gonna do? You know, I think we have answered the question and I'm trying to do the
same. Can you read one of those for out of the
I think one that's in the book. There's one or two like this where there's a point of repetition that makes the poem like a listening poem. Their profiles escape tangibility. They turn down sound in movies. They did just enough to enter their hosts. They sculpted my head for life. They doused it with non-toxic repellency. They made shacks filled with pillows of cum. They tangled with destitute animation slaves. They drank port at the feet of Ben Franklin. They totally reward lack of grace. They performed their cells by being them. They went unnoticed. They admitted to piecing it together for the sake of trauma. Their profiles escaped tangibility. They turned down sound of movies. They did just enough to enter their posts. They sculpted my head for Mike. They doused it with non-toxic repellency. They made shacks filled with pillows of cum. They tangled with destitute animation slaves. They drank port at the feet of Ben Franklin. They told you the war lack of grace. They performed their selves by being them. They went unnoticed. They admitted to piecing me together for the sake of trauma. Their profiles escaped tangibility. They turned down sound and movements. They did just enough to enter their hosts. They sculpted my head for life. They doused it with non-toxic repellency. They made shacks filled with pillows of cum. They tangled with destitute